Harsh winter weather is rapidly approaching, and so is the need for homeless shelters to accommodate the number of homeless and people in need of assistance over the upcoming months. Shelters of Saratoga offers valuable homeless services throughout the year for adults and youth through temporary shelter, mobile outreach, youth services, and affordable housing. To sustain and maintain this vital programming, Shelters of Saratoga is holding a series of fundraising events, the next of which is coming up on Monday. Here to tell us more are Michael Finacci, Shelters of Saratoga Executive Director, and Kelvin Davis, former Shelters of Saratoga beneficiary. Kelvin is currently employed by SOS as a monitor. We'll find out more about that in just a minute. In the meantime, we thank both Michael and Kelvin for being with us this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Great
we appreciate
to have you
it.
Both here. So let us begin with you, Michael. As far as this system of shelters, how long has it been operating and set up in the manner of which it is now?
Shelters of Saratoga, we are going into our 25th year of operation. It started by a few concerned citizens and some of the public works individuals who, while they were out plowing the streets, noticed homeless people sleeping outside during the winter. So they got some other local individuals together and started the shelter. Within a couple years, they had moved from a church. Then they had bought a little trailer, and I think it had 8 beds in it at the time. And a few years later, then that's when they bought the house where we're currently located at now, 14 Walworth.
What is your maximum occupancy?
We have 2 houses. We have 14 Walworth and 20 Walworth. And between both houses, we can house up to 35 people.
Is that enough?
No, by no means. And that's why, we're also the lead agency. Handling the Code Blue in Saratoga as well.
Yes.
We just took that over in August, and we housed that out of the Salvation Army.
And the difference between those, Code Blue is specifically for heating-related?
Correct. It's just a weather-related program for when the temperature gets to 20 degrees or less or a foot of snow or more is predicted, we will open up our Code Blue doors. But getting back to the whole, if that's not enough beds, it's not enough beds because we averaged last year 38 individuals staying the night at Code Blue. So you're talking about 38 individuals who are sleeping somewhere else when the weather's not so cold or who are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's always a need for more beds. No city, no area, no community, no county is exempt from homelessness. So it's there. It's there, and which leads me to, this past week we just kicked off our new adult drop-in center, and we're going to run it basically one day a week for starters to see how it goes. But what we want to do is be able to give the individuals an opportunity to come in who are street homeless to take a shower, do some laundry, get a hot meal, but most importantly, get case management services.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we just had a press conference on Tuesday to kick that off, and we'll be starting that full swing starting next Tuesday with the hopes of having it become a year-round program, and get a year-round drop-in center because that's what's needed up there. There's nothing for the homeless individuals to do during the day.
Something that you can do instead of turning people away and saying, okay, our doors are closed because we have as many people as we possibly can fill right now, that not only does it help you identify who is in need, but it also helps them in the short term during the day and a place to go and be aware of the services that are available to them.
Correct. Absolutely. And even before we started this, we house over 420 people a year.
Yeah.
We also have another 300 and maybe I think it was 330 last year. And it may be the same person, but I like to call them contacts who would come to our door who weren't living with us looking for a meal, clothes, toiletries, sleeping bags, jackets, whatever they needed to be able to survive living on the streets. So, that the population's out there. We just don't have enough. There's not enough beds for them right now.
Kelvin Davis, tell us how you came to this program and came to be a beneficiary of Shelters of Saratoga.
Well, I came home from being incarcerated, and I had relocated into Saratoga Springs, and I was told by my parole officer that I had to go through the shelters of Saratoga to get reintegrated into society. And I was like, I'm not going back into a shelter. I just left that. And she said, okay, you got two choices. You either go to the shelter or you come back to prison and finish off your parole time. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the shelter. It's a little bit better. But when I got there, there was a shock because it looked like a home. Like, it was unbelievable the warmth and the care that they showed to me. And I was rejecting it at first. I was like, I didn't want it. I didn't want it to be warm and caring. I wanted to be in my household. But this was the best I can get at this moment. And so,
how long had you been incarcerated?
I did 24 years. Two men in Brooklyn came into my home and they beat me in front of my wife and kids and they spit on me. And I had my grandmother's shotgun in the house. And I used it and the gun jumped and I ran and I called the cops and they offered me a plea for 24 years. I said, no, I've never been upstate. I'm not going upstate for 24 years for a man coming to my house and beating the crap out of me. And when all said and done, they found me not guilty at trial of murder, intentional murder in the second degree, and they found me guilty of extreme emotional disturbance, manslaughter in the first degree. And because I took them to trial, they gave me 12.5 to 25 consecutive with 7.5 to 15 for the weapon, with 3.5 to 7 for the weapon out of place in home or residence when I took it into the hallway, because we fought into the hallway. So I wound up with 21 to 43 years, and I pretty much thought I was going to die in there.
What facility were you at?
I was at Attica, Clinton, okay. Comstock, Keck.
Oh, so you did the tour.
10 different maximum security prisons, yeah. 4 medium security prisons.
And if you don't mind me asking, how long did the how many years did the gentleman serve? Did you kill the individual?
One of the gentlemen passed away. Yes, in okay. The hospital of his wounds, and the other one, nothing happened to him.
Didn't do any time.
No.
So when you come in, so I understand the hesitation. I mean, so coming out of the system, trust is going to be hard for anyone. It was hard for you.
Absolutely.
What helps wear you down so that you trust a service like Shelters of Saratoga?
Well, some of the case managers like Jenny and Cheryl and some of the marketing directors like Cindy and Rosemary, they were like overwhelmingly kind to me. And they wanted me to know that this is not a prison, Calvin. We're just trying to help you get on your feet and reintegrate back into society. Their warmth and their care and their kindness and most of all their humility toward me said, okay, I can trust them a little bit. So I can drop my guards a little bit.
I find it fascinating that the first reaction that you have to going to a shelter is that it's a prison-like environment, which is completely understanding. Understandable, isn't it?
Well, if you don't mind, a lot of times when people hear the word shelter, they think of like the warehouse setting, a warehouse, and it's cot
right.
after cot after cot
yeah.
after cot. Hot. If you drove by our shelter and if the sign wasn't out front, and especially during the summertime when all our flowers are in bloom and everything's looking pretty, you would look at it and go, wow, that's a cute little house.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised because piggybacking on what Calvin said, so many people don't want to go to the shelter. But as soon as they walk through that door and they see that it's a house, I mean, in the living room, there's a gas fireplace, couches, TVs. Right away, they're a little bit at ease now.
How long ago did this happen to you? How long have you been out?
I've been home since December 20th, 2013.
Okay. So over the last, this has been a journey over the last 2 years. And how long have you been out of the shelter?
I've been out of the shelter since August 12th, 2014.
Okay. So just over a year.
Yes.
And through that process, you were able to not only get reintegrated into society, but also get a job.
I have 3 jobs. That's right. And one of them came directly because of the shelter. I went to Quad Graphics. I said, I'm going to do something. I got a job like 4 days after I came home. And I said, I walked to Quad Graphics in the icy cold because the bus wasn't running this particular day. They run on the hour. And I walked there and I said, I'm going to get this job. And the man interviewed me and I told him the truth, just like I'm telling you today. And he said, you are so truthful with me. I'm going to give you a shot. But I want to talk to – I need a reference from the shelter. If Jenny gives me a reference, she's one of the caseworkers, if she gives me a reference, you're going to be working
Jenny
here tomorrow.
Knows. Okay.
And she gave me a reference, and I got the job. And I went – not only that, I have three jobs today. I'm a student in cosmetology school, John Polo Extreme Beauty School in Boston Spa. I have my cosmetology license. I'm working on my aesthetics license. I work in Hannaford Deli. Yeah. Constantly. Matter of fact, I have to go there today. And that place that I was so afraid of and didn't want to go to, but I found all that love and that care there and plenty of food, the Shelters of Saratoga, I work there now.
Yeah. Great.
So, see, and that's one of the things we do with the individuals. We're not just giving them a roof over their head and a place to lay their head and to get, you know, and to get fed and cleaned up. When they come in, they're connected with case management within 24 hours of when they come into the shelter. And from there, depending on the individual, and each case is different, you know, there's a service plan put in place. Each individual has to find a job. Each individual has to find housing. Everyone has a chore to do. There's curfews. It's obviously no drugs, no alcohol.
Right.
Okay. So it's not only just saying, hey, here's a cot, hang out as long as you want. No, we're here to try to get you back up on your feet and get you going again. You know, we had a lady come to us a few years ago who was living in Congress Park. Kind of got her life in order. All she ever wanted to do, one of her goals, is she wanted to go to school. She ended up going to community college. She was one of eight people, I think, in the country who got some financial scholarship. She went to St. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
This past May, she graduated from Syracuse University with her master's.
That's great.
It's amazing. That is amazing. But you know what? We wouldn't know that if we don't go out, because we also have an outreach program. Youth, yeah. We have youth and adult outreach. And we wouldn't know these things if we weren't out getting to these people.
Shelters of Saratoga will host its next community-based fundraiser on Monday night at 7:30 at the Knights of Columbus on Pine Road in Saratoga. What happens there?
I believe it is they do a fundraiser, if I'm not mistaken. It's with like a dinner,
okay,
something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's so people can find out what you do,
yeah,
and can also find out more by going to the website, which is
sheltersofsaratoga.org.
Sheltersofsaratoga.org, and the next community-based fundraiser is Monday night at 7:30. And again, sheltersofsaratoga.org to find out more. Michael Finacci and Kelvin Davis, I thank you very much for telling your story and for being with us this morning and for the great work you do. I appreciate it.
No, thank you very much.
You.
We appreciate you having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.